baseball getting started this weekend. That's a lot of people are excited about that. That's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. 7 after the hour, Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn on the air for this Wednesday. Ken Kessler monitoring social media so you get all of the voices that are clear and concise. You can tell Richie's voice because it sounds like,
oh, yeah,
that's Richie's voice. Jennifer, we'd like to distinguish your voice from everybody else's, so would you please help us?
Oh, hi.
Kenny's laugh. Kenny, distinguish and extinguish your voice for the rest of us, please.
Good morning.
Good morning. So the weather is in the news again. There is a storm that's... Actually, there are three different storms. They're not
storms
really
of Bruin.
Outrageously horrible storms. The West Coast is going to get rain starting later today, heavy tonight and tomorrow, and then tapering off on Friday. That's going to move across the people in Las Vegas. I was in LV yesterday. It sounded like a hip local guy. I was in Las Vegas yesterday, and the cab driver said to me that everybody was excited about the rain that's coming in because they haven't had any rain for 96 days. I think it's about that much time here in Los Angeles.
We had rain on my birthday.
Yeah.
Just a little bit, not much.
Not much, just a little. So this will be good because there's a drought here, and that won't be good for, north of here would be good for the crops. You go north of here about 100 miles, there's a lot of fruit and vegetable growing, need some rain. So they get that taken care of. Also, there's a storm in the Midwest. It's sort of a thin, wispy, very cold, snowy storm, but it's along a thin line, only about 400 miles wide, and that's sort of affecting weather in the Midwest. Is going to be, 16 degrees, I think, is the high predicted today for Chicago and northern Illinois and Indiana and Ohio and those areas. A little bit of precipitation and very cold in New England today, and thus will be the case, I guess, for the next couple of days. Warming trend next week. All right, does that help everybody understand what's going on? This whole thing, the big danger when it comes to the weather as it has been and will be, for those of you who are skiers, especially those of you who are snowboarders, after the Olympics now over, a lot of people are stimulated to go skiing and stimulated to go snowboarding. Mm-hmm. Danger, danger, Will Robinson, though, because of the series of storms that has dumped all this snow, there are 4, 5, 6 feet of snow in the mountains across the West. You knew that, right? You go into the Rockies, Colorado Rockies especially, man, there's 6, 10, 12 inches of snow. I mean, feet of snow. So with this snow, this past week there have been very strong winds. And because of that, there are dangerous conditions that people are being warned about. The Cascades, north of me here in Washington State, where they had a lot of snow earlier this week, all the way to the Rockies, forecasters have issued warnings of considerable concern because of the high probability there will be serious avalanches. Many people, if they're not careful, could be seriously hurt or killed. So far this year, 11 people have died in avalanches. Did you know that? Around the country? Since early February. The number is 11 since beginning of February. It's 17 since the beginning of January.
Wow.
A lot of people, hundreds of people, broken bones, severe other injuries, internal injuries. Some people who were partially buried in snow managed to dig themselves out.
You know, I don't need an excuse to stay on my couch when the weather's nice outside. I don't understand.
I don't get why people love to go get it.
Yeah.
Really cold and
like really
invigorating, supposedly.
I guess that just missed me. I don't understand why people need to jump out of perfectly good airplanes. I don't know why you have to go hiking in a snow-covered, whatever.
We get it.
I mean, don't you know that there are the Real Housewives to watch, Mob Wives? I mean, there's a lot of stuff on TV that's perfectly entertaining.
No exercise involved in that.
Whatever.
To each his own. That's what makes
if you really want to have exercise, get on the bike at the gym. Come on.
Right. Okay. There's Jennifer's reflection on exercise.
I just don't get it, and I have a hard time mustering sympathy.
Really? All right. Let's see if we have sympathy for 76-year-old Jane Fonda, who has an essay published on her website entitled Crying. Where's Roy Orbison, Richie, when we need him. Jane Fonda seems to be coming to terms with the fact that she's getting older. She writes, quote, I find my emotions are way more accessible than they were when I was younger, and I've come to feel that it has to do with me aging. I've become so wonderfully, terribly aware of time, of how little I have left. A lot of people are asking, is she sick? What is she saying when she says, what is the admission here? I have so little time left. What does that speculation mean? She's talking about paying more attention to herself and to her family.
Doesn't that happen to everybody when they get older?
When you're getting toward the end of the trail? I remember my father, when he was 88, he started getting very reflective about his age, about his relationship with his children, about his relationship with his grandchildren, about his relationship with his money, about his relationship with golf. I remember him saying, he looked at me one day, we were standing in the kitchen. I remember like it was yesterday. And it would have been 10 years ago, because he'd been dead since 2004 and he was 91. So that would have been 12 years ago, actually. He looked at me and said, I don't know how much longer I'm going to make it, as he was feeling poorly. And it was the first time I'd seen my father get emotional about the physical state of his being, because he couldn't play golf as well anymore, and he wasn't able to be as active as he wanted to be. And I wonder if that's not what, I mean, Jane Fonda is writing about that, but isn't this going to be a reflection for lots of people? I mean, your mother, Richie, when you think about it, she's about the same age. Does she ever wax?
She's 73.
73, okay.
Yeah.
Does she wax, your father's gone, so she's alone. Is she waxing philosophical about the end of days?
No, you know what? Since my dad passed away, she's actually got...
More active, isn't
he? In certain ways, yeah.
Mentally, anyway.
Because she doesn't want to be sitting home all the time, so she goes out with her friends quite a lot.
That's good.
And her cousins.
Yeah.
And they stay really busy, so she's not really sitting around thinking about the end of life. I mean, we've talked about, okay, at a certain point, you're not going to be able to live by yourself.
Hey, Mom, what am I getting for money when you...
No. Please. Yeah.
Yeah,
she'll spend every dime of what she's got.
Good for her. I'm for that.
No, she has no problems there.
Good. Jennifer, you just spent a lot of time with your grandmother, right?
Grandfather. He's the only one I have left. But
okay.
My grandfather.
So the only grandfather
and his
you have, and mm-hmm. he's 80-something, right?
81.
81, okay. So what was, in terms of reflection, as we think about what Jane Fonda is writing, a lot of people are going to start thinking the same way. Were there any reflections from him about his aging and what's left for him and what he's doing with his time?
You know what's great about my grandfather is that he's very content with where he is right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, he has and I kind of attribute that to the relationship that he has with his wife, who I think keeps him, she keeps him going. I mean, she keeps him, they are constantly going on trips or traveling. They go to the gym every day. They do, like, they're constantly just moving around, which I think keeps you from sitting around wondering what's coming down the path. I mean, yeah. he did find out that he has he's starting to get prostate cancer, which all men do in life if they get old enough.
Not if they take PT9, they don't.
Right. Right. But he said, you know, they're not going to do anything because I'm over 80, so the tree, you know, I just kind of, you know, you just, I guess, ride it out.
This is the government's committee.
Yeah.
This guy's,
I mean,
not worth saving.
Seriously, they won't do anything for you if you're over 80. So he's like, I guess, you know, he's just looking into some alternative things that he can do holistically,
yeah.
and that's that.
Hmm.
So, but he keeps it pretty, I mean, he keeps a good mental picture. Now, he will look back and kind of, you know, he'll talk about, like, my
waxing
mom's childhood,
yeah.
And he'll, you know, he'll sometimes get a little teary-eyed, but most of the time he keeps looking forward, which is great. And I think he has macular degeneration, so he's almost completely blind.
See? That's lousy.
But I think that has actually taught him not to pity where you are, because he gets out and still walks every day. He still, like, he does all the stuff that he used to do aside from, like, golfing and driving, but...
Man, my dad had it perfect. I'm telling you.
My father did too, playing golf every day.
Well, yeah, my dad played golf on a Tuesday, found out he was dying on a Thursday, and was dead the next Thursday.
Yeah. There you go.
That's the way he wanted to go.
Yeah, why wouldn't y'all want to go that way? He was way too young to go.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't he only, a year or two older than me, was he?
69.
Yeah.
But he smoked his whole life, so.
I know he did.
Yeah.
He
asked for it.
And here's another, if I can spend 60 seconds more on this. Harold Ramis died the day before yesterday. He was 69. Thinking about when you get to that age, and I'm getting there, we're all pushing it. Some of us are pushing it further along than others. I think about my life. I don't think about the end of my life. I think about life every day as a continuum. I have no worries. I don't take care of myself, so I don't really think about the end of this program or the end of I can't farm anymore, or I can't make love anymore, or I can't, I just don't think about it.
My uncle said to me, who's 70 and one of my dad's best friends, said to me within the last year, I probably got another 10 years left or something. And that just hit me on the side of the head like a brick.
Yeah.
That he's contemplating the end of his days, mm-hmm. almost timing it out.
Really?
I got this much time left, probably.
When you plan like that, that's what happens to you. Maybe that's why I'm not thinking about it, because
we have more control.
I got 10 more years, okay? Lots of things.
Yeah.
You think that you're going to be dead in 10 years?
My aunt is 99 years old. Do you think she would have said? I mean, you never know. You know, some people can live till they're 66. Some people live till they're 99.
You kind of just
have to appreciate the day, I think.
Thank you. Take it a day at a time.
Which is hard, because we
what
always
was that
want
song
more,
from
more,
the Bonnie Franklin?
One day at a time.
Yeah, that was the show.
Da, 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 da.
All right, speaking of prostates, let's spend a little time talking about that.
No, you don't.
I can't talk about it?
No. You're not going to cheat me out of my commercials.
What do you mean, your commercials?
No.
Boys.
You're not going to wait till 19 past the hour and then cheat me out of
my guess what, Rich?
What?
It's 18 past the hour on Good Day.
It's actually 19.
Tomorrow, the return of history's epic series will shock you. The two brothers finally face in battle, and you will not believe what happens.
I always look for revenge.
History's original series, Vikings, returns tomorrow night at 10, 9 central on History.
Our journeys have just begun.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
All right, let's work on some of the performances from last night's Voice. This is Noah List singing Me and Mrs. Jones. Listen to this, see if we like it. Crack it up, Richie.
We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now.
Nice. Yeah, not bad, actually. Good performer. One of the best we've heard, I think. Focus on this, right? Can we agree on that?
Yeah, it's growing on me.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right, let's see here. Let's move on to Keith Shushke, I believe is how you pronounce his name, singing Somewhere Only We Know.
I want to cross an empty land.
By the way, Noah chose Blake.
Like the back of my head. I felt the earth beneath my feet.
Nobody turned around for this kid. I think we can understand why we're listening to this. This isn't good. All right, so next up, Deja Hall singing True Colors. Shakira got her. Next performer, Richie's Carrie Lane. Better Dig 2 is the song. Don't like this at all.
It's a great country song. She's overdoing the country twang in her voice.
All right, so let's follow Richie how they make up their mind. Let's listen to Adam convincing Carrie to join his team.
I don't have a female country singer on my team, so you don't have any competition.
There's
on my
a reason
team.
He doesn't have a female country singer on his team. You take country music seriously, right?
Of course.
You want Nashville to take you seriously from this
yes.
point forward, don't you? Cassidy Pope has already had her first number one album in country music.
Protege of his, right, from last
yeah.
season?
Yeah.
Blake is not the right one for you. Don't you want to break the mold a little bit? Do what you do, but do it through me so I can hopefully offer you more than he can, being stuck in his own ways.
And that's what worked, because Kerry did join Adam's team. But so where does this stand now? Anybody know where the numbers, what the numbers are in terms of...
This is only the second night, so they're going to have another couple of weeks of auditions.
They are. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, but are they... Well, you know what? I'm confusing this with American Idol.
Yes.
American Idol in the top 10, and now how many have they whittled down on the male and female side on American Idol? Do you remember, Jennifer?
They might be at 8 now. I don't know. I'm not sure who went home. They're either at 8 or 9 or 10. Probably 9, I would imagine. I don't think they're doing boys and girls anymore. It's probably at 9.
No more boys and girls?
Yes.
Really?
They're over it.
All done with the boys and girls.
They're thinking beyond the boys and girls, Dougie. Mm.
All right. Here's some news.
Talent.
The family of Philip Seymour Hoffman upset because the Inquirer suggested that he was having an affair with David Katz, who's a playwright and his friend. So Katz quickly filed a $50 million lawsuit against the Inquirer, and now they said, oh, I guess maybe we were wrong.
Yeah, whoopsie. I'd also heard he was in a relationship with another woman, too.
Yeah, that is...
That could be
that's
true.
That's been going around. That
yeah.
seems to be true. Yeah, but not with another guy. Anyway, so the Inquirer has to fund an annual grant to the American Playwright Foundation of $45,000 as part of the settlement.
Hey, that's so bad.
8 past the hour, and good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Let's take a look at man's world from a dog's eye view. Since you've taken a dog into your world, it's important to take his needs into consideration. Imagine how overwhelming man's world appears from his perspective. People tower over him like threatening giants. Annoying as it may be, it's no wonder many dogs have a tendency to jump up on us. That's why it's so important that we get down on our hands and knees on their level. They feel a lot more comfortable that way. Perhaps another reason why kids and dogs have such a great relationship is not only do they share the same bond of unconditional, non-demanding love, they also share the common experience of living as tiny beings in a very, very big world. I always recommend, now this may sound a little eccentric, and heaven forbid I should sound eccentric, but I always recommend and suggest to you, to pet guardians, whether they be previous pet guardians or new pet guardians, to crawl around the house and look at life from their dog or cat's point of view. It can really help reestablish a relationship that was not as good as it could be. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-4847.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Good day, dude. Hello.
Hello.
33 after the hour. Jennifer Horn will check the television news later on in this half hour on the Good Day program.
Tons of news today.
A lot of news about Glee, amongst other things.
And Larry King.
Touch on that. Okay, so Jen's job is that. Ken Kessler's here monitoring social media. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day. Kenny, what is the latest? Just go across the gamut if you want. Broaden it out. Spell it out. What are the big stories from the perspective of our fans on Facebook and Twitter?
Well, we were talking earlier this hour about the winter weather hitting some parts of the country, and a lot of our Facebook people have been checking in with how cold it is where they are this morning.
How cold is it?
It's so cold.
Vicky is in North Platte, Nebraska, and it is zero.
Oh.
Nice.
Tom is in Plainfield, Illinois. The wind chill is 18 below.
Oh, isn't that great? Good for you.
Marie says it's 11 below in Virginia, Minnesota. Jean says it's 1 below in Caribou, Maine.
Nice.
And Marcia is in Key West, and it's 72.
Good for you, Marcia.
All right. It's about 52 here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. It was pretty hot yesterday afternoon.
It's going to rain, though.
It's going to rain here, and that'll be good. So we've got that covered. Meanwhile, this California couple that found $10 million in gold coins buried in their backyard.
How about that?
These are mint-condition gold coins. They were underneath an old tree. 1,427 coins dating from 1847 to 1894. In uncirculated mint condition. Sounds like an ad for the coin guys, Richie. Right? All these, right? Anyway, the guy who found him is a man named David Hall.
Also the name of a consultant of our show.
Yeah, that's a tease.
Of course, he may not be a consultant anymore if he found $10 million in his backyard.
Face value of the coins is $27,000, but some are so rare that they're worth, apparently, or they could fetch $1 million a piece. A
apiece.
That's why they've estimated to be in excess of $10 million. Isn't that cool? Good for them.
Wow.
Ah, nice. That's a good story. I like that story. Frank, don't you think that's a good story? How many people think that's a good story? Raise your hands.
I think it's a good story.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Better story if it was in my yard.
No, yes. Of course. All right, so let's see. As long as we are in California, how many people would like to stay in California? Jennifer and I, Kenny?
I think so.
We'll all stay here in California. All right, so this is from the police blotter department. Richie, don't we have some police, like a siren or something that makes it sound?
Let me see what I can get for you.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun to see what he can get. Let's see.
You think? Okay.
Let's just wait. Let's wait quietly.
Oh, you know what I found? Look, bubble wrap.
As opposed to bubble gum machines on the top of police cars. Good for you, Richie. Police officers.
That's all we got was bubble wrap.
That's it. Yeah, let's keep going here. I don't wait for him to figure out what's going on. King City, California. Where is that?
Oh! King City? I don't know. Is that like in near Fresno?
I'm asking the question.
I don't know where King City
is. This was not a quiz. I don't know where King City is. All right.
Excuse me.
Thanks, Rich, for that.
Excuse me.
Sure. Anyway. These police officers in King City took part in a scheme in which cars belonging to poor Hispanics were impounded and then sold or given to officers when the car owners couldn't pay the fees and the fines. There are four King City officers, including the recently retired police chief and the current acting chief, who have been arrested. Let's see here. This is up in Monterey County, so it's got to be inland, I'm guessing, from inland and south of San Francisco. I'm going to guess that's where it is. Anyway, the King County DA says, quote, there has been a significant breakdown in the internal leadership in the department. Really? Good for you, sir. Let's see here. 13,000 people, six officers on the, this is 150 miles south of San Francisco. Here it is. Police in this community were arrested by police from another community. So apparently this probe started as a result of poor Hispanic residents wondering where their car goes, and there were 200 of them that had been impounded and disappeared, so somebody started asking questions. Now, it's not clear whether these are people who are here legally or illegally. I'm guessing their defense is going to be, hey, these people are illegals. They shouldn't be here. We got their cars. We did what we wanted with them. I don't know that that's legal, but I'm hearing some lawyer say that. Anybody think there's any starch to that argument?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
No. Some starch.
Well, will it carry the day?
Oh, then no.
Does it make it legitimate? If these cars that are impounded belong to people who are here illegally, does that mean it's okay for the police to do what they want with the cars?
Well,
that's basically what's happened in this town. They take the cars away from the Hispanics. The Hispanics can't speak English.
They shouldn't be driving, though, correct?
If they're illegal? Well, mm-hmm. A, they shouldn't be here. B, if they are here, they shouldn't be driving,
right.
Yeah.
They shouldn't have a driver's license, right?
Right, right, yep.
So then, what do you think about the car? Now, I'm not saying if it's theirs, if they paid for it, or if they, whatever they did with it, it should go back to them, but they shouldn't be allowed to drive it, so maybe it should be kept away.
Well, a lot of the local police keep cars that they get in drug busts. They confiscate arms, cars, whatever it is. In the commission of a crime, they take it and they use it. I know my friend Brent Larrabee, who was police chief in Framingham for a long time, he used to pride himself with all the cars that they had. They used them for undercover work. Buicks and Pontiacs and old pickup trucks and stuff. They would keep them and they just use them. They'd send out the detectives instead of in police cars. They'd send them out in these old cars that they'd taken in as a part of drug raids and arrests and that sort of thing.
Interesting.
Yeah. And by the way, they kept the money from the drug raids and used it for the department to buy armaments.
Oh.
And they did.
Oh.
Listen to Rich.
You have a comment here, sir?
Are you okay? Did you swing your knee?
It's so criminal.
Which is criminal? What's criminal?
Now you have the police profiting from busts.
Yeah.
And now they have a purpose to go out and create a bust just so that the police department and the police can profit from it.
Mm-hmm. So what should they do with the profit?
Criminal. They should auction everything off, and it should go back to the municipality.
So just kind of donate it back to the community.
It should, all the money should
be.
The
community decision by the town manager was for the police to use it, the sort of like the PTA when they go out and raise money.
It's criminal.
Well, okay. Richie doesn't like it. Anybody else got a comment?
I would see if it went back to the community. I mean, the money has to go somewhere. So, of course, it's easy for the department to say they're going to keep it. Mm-hmm. But if you donated it back to the community or to the schools or something, I'd be happy with that.
Really? All right. We have news from Colorado today. The Colorado county that first started selling marijuana, the two recreational marijuana stores in this county, become the first in the state to announce how much money they've taken in so far in taxes. Pueblo County finance authorities announced that its two shops had sold about $1 million in pot since January when the law went into effect, and $56,000 in local sales taxes being used. Pueblo County, the only place in Denver, the only place between Denver and the New Mexico state line that allows recreational pot stores. Two shops. See, it's a law. It's okay in Colorado, but the municipalities are having a hard time with it. They don't know. It's like in Massachusetts or other states that have legalized marijuana, medical marijuana. They made a big to-do about where they're going to put. They're going to grow the marijuana, where they're going to house it, that sort of thing. And so there are 160 licensed recreational pot stores, all of whom will have to report their sales taxes by the end of the month. This was just the first report. But wasn't there an expectation over the course of a year? Seems to me I'm seeing in my mind, my mind's eye, $184 million or something in taxes.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it something like that?
With some crazy number, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, listen, is that crazy? I mean, under the circumstances, is there a benefit? Is this good? Is this bound to be something that eventually is good?
Maybe. I mean, everybody, there's two things in the country, I think, that everybody has shifted on relatively quickly. Well, I don't even know if it's quickly, but pot and gay marriage seem to have really shifted. Like, everything just kind of hit a point and everybody's okay with it now. And I think
a lot of people are making the point, Jennifer, that these states are all trying to get rid of alcohol and tobacco, mm-hmm. but yet they seem to be encouraging.
Well, because they're going to make money off of it.
Yeah.
There's a,
the other.
Yeah, thank you again, please.
Go ahead.
Oh, the other problem with this that's cropping up in Colorado is that there's a TV station that found that welfare recipients are using their EBT cards at the ATMs in some of these marijuana shops.
Mm-hmm.
So they're using their welfare money to buy pot.
Of course.
Stories at DougSteffen.com, by the way, today. Money given to them by the taxpayer, help their families survive. But one of the investigators found some of the cash benefits going toward the purchase of marijuana, as Kenny is suggesting, they're using their card at the marijuana dispensary.
This can't be a surprise, though. I mean, people use those cards for junky food. They use it for alcohol. The more you give to people, the more they're going to use it on what they want. I mean,
okay, so here's
the limit.
Would you like to hear the latest idea from the state of Massachusetts?
Yes, please.
I have been asked to accept the food stamps in the purchase of milk on the farm. I've been asked whether or not I would take food stamps.
You charge $10 for your milk.
$11.
$11.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Why?
Because
milk's good for them.
It is.
Would you
good
rather
for
them
you.
Spend the $11 in the grocery store buying alcohol?
But what's the point of going to get a job if you can go on food stamps and buy $11 milk?
Well, maybe they're not buying anything else. Maybe that's their sustenance.
Okay.
That's nature's perfect food, remember?
Right. Yeah, you just enjoy this. Here's your $11. That's it.
I haven't answered the question yet because I don't really know what to do. It's sort of against the grain with me and my philosophy, but yet am I encouraging people to buy something that's healthy and good for their family by saying, yeah, I'll take those food stamps? And the argument I think is a good one, isn't it? Would you rather have them use that money to buy really crappy food or buy something that's good for them.
I just think it's a sad argument to have because more and more people are just fine. They're becoming complacent with taking government assistance
yes,
all the time.
That's a different
And I think
matter,
it is very, it's just, it's such a sad argument to even have to talk about the fact that people would even think of buying marijuana with their food stamps or buying raw milk. I mean, this is supposed to be something that gets you through until you're out of that time of turmoil. And that's not happening anymore. This is like a job for people. What's in it for me? I'm just going to sit at home. I don't really want to do anything. Mm-hmm. It's
a big thing. I was talking to a cab driver yesterday in Las Vegas about the very same thing. The fact that people are abusing the system the way they are is, for these people, this guy was an immigrant from Mexico. He used to listen to me on KTSM before he went to Las Vegas. And sad because there isn't a station at the moment that's carrying me in Las Vegas. But, Richie, we're going to fix that.
Yeah.
Have to.
Right. All right, 14 before the hour. Jennifer reports on some of the important television news in a moment here on Good Day.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert. While the holidays are over, there is still plenty of time remaining in winter travel season. Whether you are looking to get out of the cold or ski the slopes, make sure your trip doesn't break the bank. Amy Tara Koch, family travel expert.
Booking flights, hotels, and car rentals well in advance for winter travel can help you get the best price. Also, using a flexible travel rewards credit card can help offset travel costs. Many travel rewards cards limit points purchases to airfare or black out the dates you want to travel. However, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card has the flexibility you need with the freedom to use points as you wish, from ski rentals to attractions. It's simple to earn points, and they add up quickly with 1.5% on all purchases. Plus, you'll automatically earn an annual 10% customer points bonus on your total purchases when you have a qualifying Bank of America account.
For more, visit www.bankofamerica.com/.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424. Or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Time now for Jennifer to bring us up to date on the television news brought to you by the folks at Buffalo Wild Wings, Buzzer Beaters, Cinderella Stories. Nothing beats March Madness. You can catch all of it with their wings, your favorite sauce, only at Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for the NCAA and March Madness. All right. Cinderella, buzzer beaters and Cinderella, those must be two.
Yeah, buzzer beaters, like you throw the ball before the buzzer.
Right, got it.
All right, Larry King, speaking of buzzards.
Oh, nice. Very sweet.
Oh,
man.
Oh, come on. CNN is canceling Piers Morgan. We know this.
How about Larry going back?
Now, Larry King said, hey, 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 just letting it be known. I'm ready to go back. He's really? Currently hosting a daily half-hour program on the web for Aura TV, just carried on Hulu. But he said, if Jeff Zucker talked to the people at Aura TV and they could work it out, I would do it. So there you go. He said he would like to he'd like to go back if he could. He said Piers had a very different style, and he said he might prefer his own style over Piers. Piers asked too short of questions, he
might,
said.
Might prefer Jay Leno over all of them.
Maybe. All right, Glee is celebrating its 100th episode on March 18th and 25th. Odd that you can have two episodes on 2 days. It'll feature songs voted on by the fans, however. And yesterday, Fox announced which previously performed tunes would have made the cut. They're Don't Stop Believin', Defying Gravity, Raise Your Glass, Loser Like Me, Just Give Me a Reason, and Valerie, among a few others. In the two-part episode, we'll have Jane Lynch's character Sue Sylvester finally shutting down the Glee Club, and we'll have original cast members returning to help Professor Schuster say goodbye. So there you go. You can catch that. Plus, Dancing with the Stars rumors, Candace Cameron Bure perhaps, maybe NeNe Leakes headed to the show, which will start March 4th.
All right, so Glee is the big story of the day that you'd suggest.
Or Larry King, either one.
Nah, it's not a big story. He's more important. 51 after on Good Day.
that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Now 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Lauren Eckstein, who is the host of the Pet Show on lots of great radio stations, including many of the radio stations that carry this program on the air every weekend with sound pet advice, brought to you by Hugs and Kisses, which is his, he's got actually a whole line of minerals and vitamins for dogs and cats. You can check it out at hugsandkisses.com. And Warren, brought to you by the folks who have produced Nutrident Complete Dog Dental Chews. Nutrident Complete Dog Dental Chews, clinically proven, it's actually better than brushing your dog's teeth. And if you got a dog like mine, good luck brushing his or her teeth. So I'm going to use these, Warren, these dog dental chews. In clinical tests, matter of fact, Nutrident Complete is the way to reduce bad breath and tartar buildup. It's better than brushing your dog's teeth. It cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Natural ingredients formulated to be highly digestible. And this product is made here in our country, so that's even better. Natural, with added vitamins and minerals. No artificial flavors or preservatives. No artificial colors. From the leader in safe, healthy chewing since 1955. And we're not talking about the guys who are using these various products down in Mississippi. This is for your dog, folks. I wonder if, what would happen, though, Warren, if you... Have you ever heard of I've heard of people eating dog... biscuits. Matter of fact, I had to eat one once in a bet. Tasted horrible. The dog's
mouth. That is so gross. Really?
All you need to do is dunk them.
You need to dunk
them? Dunk them in what?
In coffee, a tea.
Right. Hot chocolate.
Excellent.
Yeah. Right.
Excellent.
All right. So the flavors of Nutrident Dog Dental Chews, chicken flavor, peanut butter, bacon flavor, and filet mignon. Okay, so help yourself to Nutrident Complete Dog Dental Chews. Warren brings us up to date on a story that's kind of controversial. I don't know if it is. If you have a cat, it might be. There is the people in American hospitals say stay away from cats because if they bite you, you'll end up there. Let's find out what Warren thinks about that in a moment here on Good Day.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Everything, your bed.
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
All right, Warren Eckstein here on the Good Day program. So there's a study suggesting one in three people who are bitten by cats end up in the hospital. Why would that be? That isn't the case with dogs. So what's with the cats? Why are they more...
Because people treat their cats differently than they treat their dogs. They don't take the time to socialize their cats. They don't take the time to give their cats the same exposure to other people. So I'll give you a prime example. If Doug had a new puppy and a new kitten, and I came to Doug's house, and the puppy came running to me, that would be okay. If the kitten ran to another room and the puppy ran into another room, Doug, you would go get the puppy, and you wouldn't get the kitten. That's just because people don't take the time to socialize. So very often, when you're stroking a cat or petting a cat, they don't know how to react. And this is another thing. And this is going to sound a little funny, but I mean this from the bottom of my heart. The majority of male cat fights that take place are because people sexually stimulate their cat unknowingly. And by that I mean what they do, excuse me, is they rub the cat's belly. Now think about this. When the male cat is in the process of breeding, I'm not going to get too graphic, but his belly is rubbing on the top of the female cat. So very often with a male cat, when the owners are rubbing the belly really hard, that'll sexually stimulate the male, and after the male is finished with the female, a bite usually follows. So that could be part of it as well. But the biggest problem is the lack of socializing and exposure.
Really?
But cats do have a dangerous bite. I mean, their teeth are close together, so if they do bite you, it's very possible you're going to get an infection and should get it treated. But if you took the time to socialize your cat and treat him more like a dog, you'd find out there'd be a lot less cat bites.
Not as bad as the 12-foot crocodile and the bite from the crocodile that's closed the most popular beach in Australia. Story at DougStefan.com. Surfers seeing this giant crocodile, and they were smart enough to get away. I wouldn't want to be rubbing a crocodile's belly, would you, Warren?
Actually, if you rub a crocodile's belly, they go to sleep.
Really? Seriously. Do you know that from how?
I know that from experience.
Oh, perfect.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.